Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. A topic on faith. Faith is a topic that is a turnoff for a lot of the world because if I can't measure it, touch it, feel it, if it doesn't exist. And that's one of the reasons I believe when I see people who are outside of Christ, when they face a crisis, boy, it becomes pretty overwhelming in their lives and discouraging. For those of us who are followers of Christ, we are commanded to walk by faith and not by sight, which is a difficult thing to do. And today, we're going to open up the phone lines and really ask the powerful question, when did you have to really, really practice that, really put it to a test in your own life? When have you had to really completely walk by faith? And what difference did that make in your life intentionally? Someone needs to hear your intentional story, your intentional living account of walking by faith and what it did for you in your life. 888-888-1717 is my number, 888-888-1717. And the phone line is open, so come on and join us. Victor did from Arkansas and left this comment.
This is Victor. I was calling about my 19-year-old son that was murdered. It's been almost 20 years ago. It's something you never get over. 3 years later, my grandson died of SIDS. I told my son and daughter-in-law, this will either tear y'all apart or pull you closer together than ever. And to this day, I know God loves me. He sent someone to tell me that God loves me an awful lot and knew I could go through this. And I want to give people hope out there that lost children or adult children. God does love you.
Thank you, Victor. We have a lot of comments have come in. We're going to get to some of those. We want you to join in live. Our phone line is open, 888-888-1717. Corrie ten Boom, I think she said it the best when she said, you can never learn that Christ is all that you need until Christ is all that you have. And of course, going through the Nazi concentration camp as she and her family did, losing her sister and her parents, she understood what that meant. The scripture is full of the power of walking by faith. In fact, it says in Hebrews 11 that without faith, it is totally impossible to please him. So for a Christian, for those of us who are followers of Christ, faith is a big part of that. In fact, we are saved by God's grace through faith, aren't we? Because the scripture reminds us that it's impossible to please him without it. So share your story, your faith walk story. When did you have to, and when have you had to really walk by faith? Of course, literally, we do it every day. I mean, we have this illusion that we're in charge, right? I mean, let's be honest. Every day, we're walking by faith. I have faith that my next breath is coming. I have faith that when I pull out in the street, the car is going to run and I'm not going to get run over. We have faith every day. We live by faith, even those who are saying, no, I have to measure it, touch it scientifically, empirically. If I can't do that, it doesn't exist. The reality is we all walk by faith to some extent. But as Christians, it is essential. In fact, walking by faith is an intentional decision. Intentional living is about doing the next right one thing. And the next right one thing is say, God, what's the next right one thing? And I'm going to trust you and I'm going to take that step. So today, much encouragement. We'd love to have you join in. 888-888-1717. Carol, man, what a powerful story she shared with us. I want you to hear it.
About a year and a half ago, we got a phone call one evening that our son, who is over in England in the military, had collapsed and was being taken to the hospital. He never regained consciousness and passed away. And later, when we went over there to be with his wife, we found out the rest of the story. He and his wife had gone that evening to a Bible study, and the topic of the Bible study was a DVD they watched of a person speaking about grief. And after the DVD was over, everyone was sharing their own personal grief that they had been through. Someone talked about a family member going through divorce and how hard that was on the whole family. Someone else spoke about woman spoke about losing a baby, having a miscarriage, and how hard it was to lose that baby. And apparently my son sat up at the edge of the couch, and he looked around, and he said, "But I know without a shadow of a doubt that God has a purpose and a plan, that he sees the big picture when we can't, and he's always going to do what's best for us." And he turned and smiled at his wife and sat back, and literally a minute later, he collapsed and died. And it turned out he had a small tumor in his brain that slipped over and blocked the flow of cerebral spinal fluid, caused his brain to swell. There was no way they could have revived him. He probably died within 4 minutes, and nobody could have done anything to save him. But you always hope that your children grow up. You raise them in your faith, and you hope that when they grow up, that they live out that faith. And I know that a lot of people lose family members and loved ones without hearing anything like that at all. But God gave us such a gift to know that he stood strong in his faith, and we have the hope that we will see him again. And that's the hope that I have, and the hope that the words of my son, the final words of my son, have given me.
Mm. Thank you, Carol. We're talking faith today. You've been down that path? What difference has it made? We're going to get you on here right after the break. Also, the question is, to me, you know, how do you get faith? Maybe you wrestle with it. Where does faith come from? You know, is there something about faith? Is there something you can do to build your faith? The answer is yes. I'll tell you what it is biblically in a moment. Join us. You've been down this path. You've really had to walk by faith. What difference did it make? 888-888-1717.
It's the three most important words in the English language.
I love you.
Okay, then maybe these are three among the most important words. Free, free, free. Intentional Living has free resources for you and your family to strengthen your faith, your marriage, your parenting, and more. Check out The Intentionals, our top 10 lists. Read free ebooks, start your own intentional one thing challenge, give and receive prayer, and more.
Cool. And it's all free, free, free.
TheIntentionalLife.com.
Don't leave unfinished business behind. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. One of the things we do to make sure that we finish strong is to take care of the loose ends of life. I think of the number of parents that get to the end of their lives and have never put together a will, leaving their children in a mess, or leaving them without instructions about all of the stuff that they have that they can fight over later on, or without sharing their faith with their children and grandchildren, not saying whatever needed to be said. Life is short. Finish strong. Make sure the things that need to be said are said. The things that need to be done, get done. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, that children ought not to lay up for their parents, but the parents for their children. It's our responsibility as parents and grandparents to make sure that we finish strong by taking care of the important things in our life. When we do, that's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute, the one you just heard, is also on Facebook. Every day we post, Monday through Friday, a brand new video Facebook Intentional Living Minute, the audio you hear on the radio, and it's yours. And we love sharing it with you, and it's on, you know, it's on Facebook. And what we do is when you go to facebook.com/intentionalliving, which is our Facebook site, and if you like our page, a new video will come to your news feed every day. So just go to facebook.com/intentionalliving. You know, we're at the end of the month now, just hours away from the end of May. This month, we've been making a very special gift available to say thanks to those of you who are sharing with this month of May gift and you're asking for it. It's the DVD Parents Night Out. It's about an hour, hour and a half of a session I did with parents, sold out church session in Tucson. We brought in the video cameras, and I just talked about, you know, how do you parent and what's intentional parenting about? It's our gift, a special gift to those of you who share a gift with us here in May. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. Ask for it. We'll get it to you. Limited supply. We'll get it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Okay, we'll get that to you. So we're talking faith today. Where does faith come from? You know, it just isn't magically appear. And I know some wrestle more than others for lots of reasons. But Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10, He says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the word of Christ or the word of God through the Bible. And so our faith, here's the deal. If you're a Christian, your faith will grow. You may have little faith. It will grow as you get into the Bible, as you read Scripture, as you pray and meditate, as you open that passageway more and more for the Holy Spirit to fill your life. Your faith will grow. And it will also grow as you start to go through some of these times in life and you trust Him and you walk through and you say, wow, that's strength building. It's sort of like aerobic exercise. You grow as you exercise, as you push those muscles. And so it is as you grow your faith muscles. That's a part of the process. Okay, phone lines open. When have you had to walk by faith? Maybe you're doing it every day. What are you learning? What's God teaching you? 888-888-1717. Melanie, thank you for calling from Georgia today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
What caused you to call today?
Well, I have an amazing story of how I learned to walk by faith.
Okay.
I have a daughter. Her name is Savannah, and when I was pregnant with Savannah, I went in to have an ultrasound, just a regular, you know, normal part of the checkup. And when I had my ultrasound, they discovered that I did not have any amniotic fluid, which is the fluid that a baby, they swallow that in and pee it out. It develops their lungs. It develops their kidneys, it's how their skin forms. So I didn't have any. And basically, my daughter's chances of survival were 1 in 100,000 babies could survive this. And then on top of that, there was no chance that she did not have Down syndrome.
So at that moment, when the doctor gives you this diagnosis, gives you this information, what are you feeling?
Scared, but at the same time, they gave us little hope. The doctors, no one was encouraging. You know, they told me there was no way you'll make it to 24 weeks. You're not going to carry this baby full term. If you did, she'll be deformed. Her body parts will grow together. And she won't survive more than, you know, an hour out of the womb.
So what did you do? At that moment, as you started your faith walk, what steps did you take?
I started praying myself. And as the word got around to people, they would come to me. And it was truly the first time in my life that nothing, nobody, no doctor, nothing in this world could help me. Only God could help me. And so I had no choice but to trust Him and have faith. And so when every person asked what they could do, I asked them to pray. And before long, there were probably 10 to 12 churches in our community that were praying. They were saying prayers on radio stations for her. And to make a long story short, I had Savannah Ray Wyatt. She was born 3 months early. She weighed 2 pounds. She was 12 inches long. She never required oxygen. She breathed on her own from birth. And she does not have Down syndrome. And she is a very beautiful, bright, amazing young woman.
Well, you know, that's a story of trusting faith walk. And the outcome was, wow. Sometimes you go through the faith walk and the outcome isn't like that, you know. And more faith, continuing to trust God daily. Melanie, powerful story. You know, your faith muscles have to grow when you go through that kind of thing. No question about it. Thank you. Let's go to Christine in Arizona. Christine, welcome to the program. What's been your faith walk intentionally?
My faith walk has been working to my marriage. I mean, we were married for 26 years, and I thought everything was going okay, but we had some issues. And through the process, my husband and I became separated. And so for 4 years, I had to believe God in everything that I was doing, that he was going to restore and he was going to bring everything back together. But I didn't know how he was going to do it. I couldn't figure it out. No amount of counseling could do it. But I stayed steadfast in prayer and staying connected to Intentional Living and Family Life Radio, waiting the day that God was going to do something. And I didn't know when it was going to happen. Didn't have a clue when it was going to happen. But the day that God opened that door, it was through an adversity when my husband got sick, because he had been sick previously. But when this part of the sickness came very, very hard, we found ourselves sitting in a hospital room again, facing each other. And the reality set in that we have each other. And then from here, we needed to go forward. And we could not have done it without faith, without me believing that God wanted me to stay steadfast.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I know who Christine is, because we walked together and through some of this, Christine, with you. But the end of the story, what God did is amazing. In fact, my wife, Don, and I had a chance to be there to see what happened. Tell the folks what happened at the end.
Well, at the end, when God really was restoring this, we put it together, and exactly for 4 years, exactly, I didn't even realize that to the date, exactly, we had a celebration of renewing our vows. And Dr. Carlson, you had the opportunity to speak there and to stand there and watch what God can do when we live intentionally, when we live by faith and we decide that there's no other way for us to live but to stand on the word of God. There is a word. When God gives you a word in your life, and he said, this word is yours, and you need to stand on it. And so that day when you stood there and looked at me and Ben, and you said that we are the epitome of living intentionally for us to get to this point. We had over almost 300 people in a room there standing, recognizing that there is a God, and that if we lift him up, like Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw every man unto me. And it's not only every man, but it's everything that the desires of our hearts are. Mm. Which is to reconcile with each other, reconcile with our spouse, reconcile in relationship with our children, with everything in life. And the basis of it all is faith.
Mm. Well, Christine, listen, it's been a privilege for Don and I to be able to walk along with you some and see what you guys have been through. And you're only touching the surface. You guys got a book, you got a whole movie in your life, what you've been through. But I will say this, to watch Christine and her husband renew those vows, and in faithfulness to say, hey, this is the new chapter in our life. As I watched that happen, as she mentioned, with 300 people, and have a chance to participate some in that in a small way, to think, you know, no matter how lousy your life has been, your marriage has been, whatever you're going through, just like Christine, if you say, hey, I'm going to trust God, we're going to trust God, we're not going to give up on our marriage, we're not going to give up on our family, if they can do it, you can do it. But it begins with taking that first step of faith. As the scripture says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes you have to step out, not knowing what's next. It says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make those paths straight in your life. And that's the powerful story. Boy, I'm glad you called in today, Christine.
Yes, I felt in my heart when I heard you talk about faith for me to call, and I want to encourage other people that are listening, as you just did, that there is a marriage conference coming up in Scottsdale. Family Life Radio is putting it on together. I want to encourage you, wherever you are listening right now, to get yourself to that conference, because there is something to be said when we come up together with others that are struggling or that are doing well, for us to learn from each other. And that's what I believe Intentional Living has done for me and my husband over the years. Always put us into a position where we could not stay mad at each other for long. We could, you know, not do life together for long. And so I want to thank you, and I want to thank the staff at Family Life Radio for having always been there for us. And we're going to continue to do this together with you guys, because it works. It works for us, and it will work for everybody else.
Amen. A great reminder, Christy. I'm glad you called. You're making my day, encouraging me. God bless you. Give Benji a hug for us, okay?
We will. All right. God bless you all.
Walking by faith. Hey, listen, when have you had to do that in your life? Maybe not in marriage. Maybe it's been in health. Maybe it's been your own personal relationships. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. What difference has walking by faith made to you?
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You ever been to a store like Safeway? The other day I was there picking up some things for home, and instead of getting a shopping cart like I should have, you ever go on and just start picking stuff up?
Yeah.
You got the milk, and then you got the eggs, and then you got to get some, you know, paper towel, and pretty soon you say, dummy, why didn't you, and the cart's way up at the front, you're not going to go all the way back. So you get all this stuff in your arms, and you can feel the tension in your muscles, and you're trying to hang on to it. And then isn't it always the case when you get up to check out, there's one guy pulled right in front of you with a basket with 29 things. It says 15 only, but you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know? And you're standing there hanging on to this stuff, and you're seeing the conveyor belt, waiting to get your spot on the conveyor belt so you can what? You can drop it and get that tension out of your arms. There's something about that, isn't it? And that's sort of a picture of what happens to us with the worries and anxieties in our life. We're carrying them around like we're at Safeway, and we're carrying these things. Worried about our kids. And I wrestle with this. I told Donna the last thing before I walked out the door today. This is the message for me today. How do you rest an anxious mind? Do you wrestle with that? You know, we watch the numbers of people viewing the daily Intentional Living Minutes on Facebook, kind of keeping track, you know, what topics and what issues and so on. And the one I did on anxiety, I know, a few weeks ago, I think is still number one. It's huge. This is a big issue. How do you rest an anxious mind? So we did an entire teaching on the topic, or I did, and we want to, and it goes to our members. Members, you've received it. I have mine in my home. And all members, if you've asked for it, will come to you automatically every month. If you're not, when you become a new member today of Intentional Living, we'll send this to you, How to Rest an Anxious Mind, to get you started. And then each month, a brand new one will come your way. So all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button. Join us in monthly support. We'll make sure we get this to you, okay? As a way of saying thank you for your support. We appreciate it. It means a lot, especially here at the end of May. You know, our fiscal year, we're only 30 days out now, basically, from the end of June, and we wrap up our fiscal year in June, and we're a little bit behind, and your additional gift, your help would be a great encouragement. I just want to say we appreciate it. Just go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, we're talking about walking by faith today. We're going to leave the phone lines open. If you have a story, when was the last time you really had to walk by faith? And what difference did it make in your life? 888-888-1717. Will from Texas left a story about having to do that in his life. I think it's a great way to wrap up our half hour.
Okay, it was June 17th last summer. About 6 o'clock that evening, my son-in-law called. I thought that was strange because he didn't make phone calls, but it turned out to be his dad calling, telling us that our daughter had been killed. She was driving back home. They live out in the country. And about 4/10 of a mile from her house, one of those electric trucks had the dually wheels and the bucket on the end of it, coming off of a dirt road, hit her driver's side, full blast. that had flipped up on top of her and killed her. I'm sitting in my chair and my wife's 5-6 feet away from me, and I know I had to tell her now. But then I said, listen, we're not going to get angry. God didn't kill our daughter. I don't believe this young man got up that morning intending to kill her, so we're not going to allow anger to come in. We did find out some months later that the young man happened to be texting when he hit her, and the anger tried to come back. I'm a pastor and been in ministry over 40 years, and I've had a chance to counsel lots of folks. I've told people I'm glad the counsel I gave was right, because we now have to live that counsel. Sometime back, God had given me the scripture out of Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. There's not a happiness in our daughter dying. The grief will never completely go away, but the joy is still there. I mean, it's that joy that's gotten us through this to this point. And I think will continue to carry us through this.
Thank you, Will. Day by day, isn't it? You know, you talk about faith walk. It is a daily thing. And we talk about the power of doing the next right one thing. I wrote a whole book on the power of one thing. And the idea is doing that next right one thing. And for the Christian, it's to walk by faith every day. I very much find comfort in what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He's talking to the church, and he says, hey, don't lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We look around today. We live in a very material world, materialistic world, focusing on material things, things that we can see, touch, measure. Most of the discussion that we have in our culture today, in our country today, has to do with not the things that are spiritual, the things that transcend what we see, the things that are eternal. We focus on the things that are more transient. Certainly important for our life and our family and our nation and so on, but not the most important thing. And so I remind each of us today, as you're facing some of the struggles in your life today, that Paul reminds us that while the outer self is wasting away, our inner self should be, and I hope it is for you, being renewed day by day. For the affliction that we face is only preparing us for the eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Amen to that. All right, we're out of time, but I tell you what, good news is we're going to stay right here. We're going to record for a later date. So if you want to call, if you can get through, give us a call. When have you had to walk by faith? Maybe you're going through it right now. What are you learning? What would you share with someone else? Because it certainly is an intentional living walk. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. All of our programs available for you and podcasts as well, so look for them. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.